Pretty good performance for the Pattonsburg boys. Couldn't get over the hump against a good North Platte team. We'll find out about this Panther squad that they played Friday night. Lost that one 66-48. Championship game of the wild card classic down at Osborne Stewartsville. But a couple of victories, one over DeKalb, one over Polo. Big game coming up tonight at King City for the Panthers. Joined here by head coach Bill Podorf. Coach, how are you doing today?
We're doing well.
How good is North Platte? How much was their talent just the big factor on Friday?
They're young and they're very good. And Coach Kemper, for being a young coach, he does a really good job getting them playing hard and good defensively. But they shot the ball extremely well. The films I've seen them, they hadn't shot the ball as a team that well. So they did extremely good job.
The victory that you had against Polo in Wednesday night semifinals, I've seen Polo. I think they're pretty good, 69-60. How good of a victory was that for Pattonsburg, Coach?
It was really well. I thought our boys played defensively as much intensity as we've had all year. We did a good job blocking them out for the most part. They had moments, but as big and long as they are, it's hard to keep them out for four quarters. But I thought we did a good job, and we shot the ball pretty well that night.
As just a whole, how do you feel like the boys are playing at this point? Is it a little bit up and down, or just they're trying to find rhythm, or do you feel like it's going pretty well?
I think it's, for the most part, pretty good. We've been talking a lot and working on some things, but if their first shots aren't falling, it affects our defense and our attitude on the court. We're trying to, try to keep our defense consistently good or better, and then offense will come in or hit and miss, so it won't affect the game quite as bad. But against North Platte, I mean, we came out in the first quarter and shot extremely well, and then shots didn't fall second and third quarter, and you could just see it was all in our heads for a little bit. So
yeah, it does feel like, I'm just kind of looking at your scores here. The Princeton game was kind of this way. You got a victory over Winston, but it was very low scoring. It just seems like about once every couple of weeks you'll have one of those games where, for whatever reason, the score is going to be in the 40s and not in the 70s.
Yep, and we need it. We need, because like I said, when we score, our attitudes and our demeanor is a lot better, and then we're ready to get some steals and block out better and do some things on the dirty work on the defensive end. But if our shots aren't falling, it's just we tend to just get nervous and a little more tense, and then it really doesn't start to fall. So,
without knowing a ton about King City, I know a little bit about him. I obviously know a little bit about your team, Coach. It's kind of, yeah, I'm looking at that game going, I could see Pattonsburg at King City tonight going either way. Do you feel like is the matchup that close where it could tip either way?
Yeah. I think they've got some speed, definitely from the football field, and they've also got some size inside that we're going to have to try to control. And it's just not like Polo size of being tall and long. It's tall and thick, and we're not neither one of those anybody. So we're going to have to do that and make sure we can't overlook anybody. I mean, I know in the past King City's been one of those teams that's been everybody kind of overlooked, but this year they're playing well and they're hitting their stride and they're playing good basketball right now.
And we talked about this for last month. There's not an off night in the GRC West this year. Everybody has enough talent that they can play with one another.
They do. There's a lot of parity, and there's good coaches and good enough athletes, and everybody, coaches wise, trying to get their teams ready, prepared. They're exactly. You can't take a night off because of all that and the physicality that happens every in and out of every game.
With Worth County coming to Pattonsburg on Friday, that's just, that's much like King City. I've seen Worth County play. I've seen you guys play, and I just think that's a really quality matchup at the Dome on Friday night.
It will be, and it's our court warming week, so you never know exactly what you're going to get with all the activities and all the festivities, but they bring in a kid, the coach's son, new, really good, can shoot from anywhere, very athletic, makes his teammates around him better. So you just don't know for sure and looking at their scores and talking to different people, you just don't know what you're going to get game in, game out.
Gilman City tournament next week, and I just got the bracket this morning. I haven't looked at it real close, but I know what the teams that are over there. Princeton's good. You guys are pretty good. Gilman City, this one of the better Hawks teams that they had in several years. There have been Gilman City tournaments the last 4 or 5 years where you kind of look in and say, okay, you know, tournament's kind of down. This is going to be a really quality event next week.
I think so. And St. Joe Christian's in there also. So the boys' side, you have Princeton 1 seed, St. Joe Christian 2, we're 3, Gilman 4. And then there's some other, you know, North Harrison's in there, and I'm kind of drawing a blank on the rest of them. But we got Union Star to start off with, and they had a pretty decent tournament at the Osborne tournament. I think the top end of the tournament's pretty good, and then the back-end round, whoever wins or loses, there's going to be a lot of parity. It should be a lot of good games.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll talk about that with Coach next week. Looks like Union Star next Monday is going to be the first opponent for Pattonsburg at the Gilman Tournament. Coach, good luck. Safe travels over to King City tonight. Good luck against the Wildcats.
Hey, thank you very much.